We're joined in the studio again today by independent music critic Christian Bordahl. Christian, what's this band you've brought along?
I have brought you Guided by Voices, which is an indie rock band from Dayton, Ohio. And as I know you're aware, Alex, Dayton, Ohio is the birthplace of aviation.
The birthplace of aviation, and this band is ready to take off.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We'll do our best, you know.
All right, let's hear one cut from the band here.
Yeah, sure. I thought we could start off with a cut that is a little bit more low-key than the rest of the record, but I think it illustrates well Bob Pollard, the lead singer's ability to write pretty and affecting melodies, which to me is really one of the strengths of the band.
Paid out of weathered and tumble, clad in Gladstone, watch him go, swimming beneath the microscope. Hello, lonely, that's the nation. Miss the skip to all the nine. Wouldn't soldiers fall upon? Try to find what makes her tick while the
to me, this sounds more like put the top down and drive around music than dance music, but it's nice. It's affecting. What about this guy, Robert Pollard, the lead singer and the writer?
Yeah, he really is the band. He's the only guy that's been around since the beginning. They put out their first record in the late 80s, and he writes just about all of the music. In fact, he's well known for being prolific. In addition to writing, putting out stuff under Guided by Voices, he also releases side projects and solo projects. He says his label Matador will only let him put out one new record every year and a half, so now he has his own label, and he estimates that he's put out about 20 albums in the last 4 years on that.
Wow.
Yeah. So he continues, you know, he continues to toil in relative indie obscurity, and maybe part of the reason is because he puts out so much material, you know, he spreads himself kind of thin. It's hard for any of it to stick.
Let's hear this other selection that you've got. And what about this song?
This is a song called Useless Inventions. And I think this is a little bit more danceable. So for those who are not sitting in a car, get up and move around. Guided by Voices. As you can tell, there's definitely an Anglophile influence to this music. There's a lot of the Who, I think, in a lot of his songs. And he also has comes up with a lot of sort of progressive rock stuff, like early Genesis sort of influences, and some punky pop sort of catchiness, like that tune there.
The album is Earthquake Glue. The band is Guided by Voices. Music reviews by Christian Bordahl on Day to Day, and this show's a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.